ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Daled. This is the second shiur in Daf Lamed Daled. I'm going to present the shiur on the end of Daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis, on the sugya of Shleisha Shenichnesu Levaker Esachayle, the sugya of Enid Nasadayin. But the shiur was originally recorded on Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Aled. It's the exact same Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mebeis Kuf Yud Aled Amin Aleph as the Gemara here. So I'm just giving over the same shiur the way it was recorded on Bava Basra, and the listeners should make an adjustment to learn this shiur on Sanhedrin. The Gemara starts in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Beis. We're starting the Gemara. It says Omer Rav Yehuda. Three people come to visit a sick person. The sick person makes a tzava, and he tells them how he wants his nechasim to be mechalik. If they want, they could be the edim. That's ratzu kaisim. They can make a shtar, and then another bezdin will paskin on the chaluka al pi their edus. Or if they want, aisim din. If these three people, they could be the dayanim. And they could be the dayanim, and memela, they could make the din, they could paskin the chalukah. Like the Rishbam says, they're the paskim, they're the dayanim, they're the bezdin already. Rishbam is mashmi, etzanina bezdin. Taisus holds that the chiddush is that they can't say they want to go to another bezdin. Bal kapanim, they're the bezdin here. In any dispute, they're the bezdin. But shnayim, two people are not enough for a bezdin, so kaisin, they could be edim. There needs to be another bezdin. They nice and then they don't become. They don't. They're not. Not they on him. V'amr Rav Chista, l'shanu el biyayim, avu b'layla afilu shleisha kaisim nice and then. At night, even if they're three people, then they cannot be the dayanim. They could be edim. They could be kaisim. They can't be dayanim. My tamid the havlu edim, they ain't ed nasadayin. So the Gemara is very makatsiv here. What do you mean they're edim? Why can't they be dayanim? And if there's a reason why they can't be dayanim, so why do they have to come on to ain eid nasadayin? So gebshudai, what the Gemara means is, and this is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Now you see from this pasuk v'ayu b'yayim and chila is banav, that dine mamminis you can't be maskel b'yayim. You can't be maskel b'layla. I mean, you have to be maskel b'yayim. You can't be maskel b'layla. So here, if they're going to be dayanim, so the chila sadin is b'layla, and that's not allowed. So male, they can't be dayanim, they could only be edim. Now the Gemara is bavarning, fine. They can't be dayanim now at night because tchilas din can't be belayla. But why can't they listen to the edus at night, become edim, but gufa become dayanim tomorrow with their own edus? Now they're not dayanim. Now all they are is edim. But then why can't they be made to themselves the next day? Why does it have to be the ain ice and din? The Teretz is, since they can't be dayanim, and why can't they be dayanim? Not because they need nasadayin. They can't be dayanim because you can't have a din at night. So at night, the vayla, they're not dayanim. Then the shayla is, why don't they become dayanim in the morning? Then the kasha is, who's the edim? The edim has to be them. They're the only edim. If they're the edim, ain't eid nasadayin, they can't be both an eid and a dayin at the same time. That's the sugya sagamara. So Rabbi Chanan Gran asks Akasha, that's interesting, Akasha, he says, when they see by day, who's the Edom? There are no Edom. What's the pshat that they could pass and I'll be what they see by day? There's no Edom. The Rishbam brings, Loite Shmiya Gdaila Miria. The Maisa, the fact that they, Shmiya, when you have Edom, they have a Shmiya. When they see themselves, that's even better than a Shmiya. Seeing, then they themselves, experiencing themselves, the Nidan, that's even better than hearing it from Edom. Loite shmiyig deilem riyah, so they could paskin based on their riyah. So good. So when the riyah is at night, so that riyah is not, you can't paskin based on that riyah, because then the riyah is going to be a tchilas din, and the tchilas din can't be at night. Elamai, it can be Edom. So then the next morning, you're going to need Edom, because you don't have a riyah, because the riyah wasn't when they were Roi Ladun. So they can't paskin based on the Riyah. So Mamela, you need Edom, and they're the only Edom. And Mamela, if they're Edom, ain't Nasadayin. So Frekta B'chanan, if you say Leite Shmi Gdaila Miria, why don't you also say Leite Shmi Gdaila Miyadia? Fine. I don't have a Ria to paskin on, but I have the idea that in my brain, I know that he was Mechalak the Nechasim. Why? Because I saw it yesterday. But right now, I'm not going to paskin based on that Ria, because that Ria, I can't paskin based on that because I can't have a Tchilas Din at night. And getting the evidence is ready to Tchilas Din. We're going to be marrying about this later in the shir. So I won't paskin based on what I saw. I'll paskin based on what I know. I know who gets the nechasim. So why don't you say the same yisayid? Loite shmir gdele mi yedia. I won't pass him based on the riyah. I'll pass him based on my yedia. As I affect your bochanan. I think the teretz is like this. The emes is a machlokes rishonim about this. Rosh Brown brings down the gemara of loite shmir gdele mi riyah. It's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The gemara says a legabe kiddush achaydish that when three dayanim see the moon, they don't need edim. They could pass him because they saw the moon, just like if Edom Amein, that they saw the moon, Bezin could pass him based on the Kabbalah Seidus, that's Shmia. If they, Bezin themselves see the moon, then that's Ria. So the Gemara then goes to the same thing. If they see the moon at night, so then they can't pass him because that's what Tchilas Din, and Tchilas Din can't be at night. So the Rishbam tells it to Dine Mamanus also. He says by Dine Mamanus also, there's the same din of Leite Shmi Gdaila Miria. But the Ramban and other Rishainim hold that no. Nafka by Kiddush HaChaydash is a din of Leite Shmi Gdaila Miria. But Shenge by Dine Mamanus, they need Kabbalah Seidus. So why does it work over here? But Ashleisha Shenichnasu Levakir Sachayla, why does it work? You don't have Kabbalah Seidus. And you don't say Leite Shmi Gdaila Miria by Dine Mamanus. So the Ramban says, because you have a das baldin. If the baldin himself comes and tells you and wants you to witness it and gives the kinyan and makes you the one in charge, whether I'll say them or I'll stay on him, then as the same kayach of edus, because a das baldin kamei edim dami. You don't need edim when the baldin himself is telling it to you. Just like a bezin kapaska without edim, I'll pi a das baldin. Who had been here? He is going and doing the mice in front of the bez, and that's how he don't spell din. That has a kayach of edus. We'll come out l'chayin afkemin l'alacha. Seems to me that according to the Ramban and the Rishayim, I'm the Mishitasai, if Bezin would see someone being mazik someone, he didn't want anyone to see. Well, let's say even someone wanted to do a kinyan privately. He doesn't want anyone to see. And Bezin, three people witness it. But yeah, according to the Rishbam, leite shmir gdele miriyah, if there's ever a din Torah about this hezek or this geneva or this kinyan or anything that happened, if the three dayanim happened to have witnessed it themselves, they could pass him based on what they witnessed, as long as they witnessed it miyayim. That could be arias dayanim and leite shmi and gdaila miriyah. Mashenge and the Ramban knows, no, you need edus. So if the Baal Dover himself goes and does it in front of you deliberately, that's like as Azayidos Baldin, he himself is being made it to you. He himself wants you to witness this thing. So Mamela, that has a kayach of edus, like a das baldin kameidim dami. But if he doesn't want anyone to see it, that's not called a das baldin. So it sounds to me, from the Ramban, they wouldn't be able to be dayanim on this case. So according to the Ramban, it's pashur b'chanan's cash is not shver. You don't say like tishmi gdele miria. You need edus or a das baldin. So this tells you a chiddush that the edus that the bezin's makabel or the edus baldin the bezin's makabel is dafkif them makabel at b'yayim, since you can't make a tchilas din b'layla, so there is no kabbalas edus or kabbalas edus baldin b'layla, so all there'll be is edim. And memela, they can't paskin al pi what they saw, they have to paskin al pi edim because they don't, the edus baldin doesn't count because it was b'layla, and memela, you need edim and they can't be the edim because they need nasadayin. So, Memela, the idea of Ad is not enough, because you need either Edom or Edos Baldin. Zagik the Rishbam also. The Rishbam that Takish tells to Leite Shmir Gdele Miria, and holds as a klal of Leite Shmir Gdele Riyah by Dina Mamanus also. That's what Taisha says in Bavakam, and Daft Tzadi, so Machloik is Rishaynim. But the Pshan is, that's Dafka information that's given over to the Bezdin. In other words, just like the Ramban holds, you need Edos or Edos Baldin. The Rishbam holds you need Edus or Edas Baldin or Ria because Leite Shmi Gdele Miria. So that also is a source of accessing information al Yidei Ria. But stam that the Bezdin knows, they never got that information, that's not a din. Just like the Ramban holds a din, Torah has to be, Ayidei, Bezdin being Mekabel Eidus or Eidus Baldin, and the Riyah doesn't help. The Rishbam holds a Riyah also is like an Eidus or Eidus Baldin, Loite Shmir Gdelem Riyah. But the way a din Torah has to work is that the Bezdin accesses the information. That is a Chelek of the din. If you don't have a process in the din Torah where the Bezdin accesses the information, Al Yidei Kabbalas Eidus, Al Yidei Eidus Baldin, or Al Yidei Riyah, the Rishbam also says it doesn't work. There's no such thing as Loite Shmir Gdelem Riyah. As I mainach, Atayis Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Al Kalpanim, and we'll be marich a little bit about this nekuda later in the shiur. But first, I want to discuss the etzem din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. What is this din of Ein Eid Nasadayin? What's the makar to the din? And what are the parameters of the din? We find three makaris in the Rishonim to the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. The Rishbam, he says, here on Kuf Yudal and Manalf du Maskel Ein Eid Nasadayin, he says, Nirib be Ein Eid Exeris Akosavi, Dixiva Omdu Shnei Anoshim, Ashebehem L'Riv L'Fnei Hashem, Shnei Anoshim are the Eidim, L'Fnei Hashem is the Dayanim. So you see that the Eidim have to stand in front of the Dayanim. The Eidim have to be made to the Dayanim. The Eidim can't be the Dayanim. That's not a kiyum of Omdu Shnei Anoshim L'Fnei Hashem. That's stated in the Rishba. So that's one Makar, Exeris Akosav Omdu Shnei Anoshim L'Fnei Hashem, and the two Eidim have to be made to the Dayanim. The two Eidim can't be the Dayanim. The Ramban and Kama other Rishonim say that the Makar is goof for the Sugya. The Sugya says, the Sugya is learning up, V'hoyim b'yayim anchila is banav, b'yayim atamapal n'chalos, v'yatamapal n'chalos b'layla. And the Gemara explained that when you have three people watching Apolos n'chalos, watching the chayla giving out his nachla, if it's b'yayim, so they're the dayin, and they could paskin on the nachla, they could be manchel, they could shtel avek the Yerish on what he's supposed to get. Mashengen, if it's Belila, they can't, because you can't make a din Belila. So just like you learn at the din that you can't make a din Belila from V'hoi B'yam and Chila Izbanav, and you learn after Chugas Mishpat that all Yerusha has a din of din that we explained in the previous year. But the Shaila is, why can't you go, even if you saw it by night, and be the Edom to yourself, invite them to make a din? Elamai v'hoye b'yayim achilas banav is telling you the next chiddush. Then ain't that's a dayin. You don't need another makar. This goof is a makar. Because if an eid could be a dayin, then it wouldn't make sense. Even if they saw it b'layla, and you can't make a din b'layla, but make a din b'yayim and be the eid and the dayin on the din b'yayim. Elamai, this is the makar if ain't that's a dayin. As I out there in Ban and Kamer Rishayin. And there's one other makar which Rishayinim discuss. The makar is that when an eid becomes a dayin, it's an eid shiat yachal azima. If the eid himself is a dayin, so you can't be mazim this eid. Because when you come to be mazimim, the dayin can't be mekabel the eidus on himself. If you come, the eidus is made, and he himself is a dayin, and he says kach v'kach, and then two eidim come and say, one second, Imanu Yisem, you're with us, we're trying to mazim you. But who is the dayanim? They're the same as the eidim. They can't be mekabel azama. So the eidus is the eidus shiat yachal azim. And we'll be marich about this soon. But first, there's a three-way machloikis yishenim about the parameters of ein eid nasadayin. Who is considered an eid that he can't become the dayin? We have the sheet of Rishbam right here above the basha, here on Kuf Yigim on the base. Rishbam is medayik, he's marich about it. Shloisha shenichnasu levakir esachel. Why did the Gemara have to tell you that the three people are doing bikur chaylam? Why can't you say that they came in order to take care of the nachala? Chazak derishbam, if they're coming in order to be made, if they're coming in order to say edus, so they become edim. And if they become edim, then they can't become dayanim. And the Rishbam is mavur that even if someone else wants to become to be made from him, he witnessed the story, and he had kavanah to be an aid, and then he decided, no, he'll be a dayan. Aye, so who's going to be the aid? Someone else will be the aid. That's also a problem. Once you decide to be an aid, you have a chaloy shem aid, you can't be a dayan. And he tells it to the sugya of nimsa echem em kar of apostle, that you have, the way he learns up the Gemara in Makkos, that the din is, if you have a bunch of witnesses, you have a bunch of aidim, and one of them is a kar of a relative or apostle, So everyone's pasul. So the Gemara there's maskana is that even if the Karev apostle never said the Eidus Bechlal, the Karev apostle witnessed the story and he had kavana to say the Eidus. That's what the Gemara's maskana over there he says learns. That's what Rebbe holds. He had kavana to say the Eidus, but he never said the Eidus. Still, he's called an aid, and there's a problem of Nimsa Echmem Karev apostle, and they do some betela. So you see that even if you didn't actually say Eidus, but you witnessed the episode with kavana to testify, that you were planning on testifying, you're planning on being an aid, that makes you an aid, and therefore you have a din of Nimsechem Karev Apostle, who then you have a din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. That's the Sheet des Harishbam. Taisis here, Nafkuf Yudalin, and all the other Rishaynim, they argue in the Rishbam. They hold that no, just having kavana to say this doesn't make you an aid to give you a din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. And they say either it's not the same as Nimsechem Karev Apostle, Nimsechem Karev Apostle, you do become an aid, but not in regard to the halach of Ein Eid Nasadayin. It's two different halachas. There's the halach of Nimsechem Karev Apostle, which is learned after one pasuk. There, the kavana to be made might be good enough. There's the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin, which is learned after from a different limud. There, you have to actually be made bepayil. Or the Rishayim say that maybe Nimsechem Karev Apostle also lemaskanis hagemara there, if you're not made. There is no din of Nimsechem Karev Apostle. That's what Rishayim say. That's a sugya negay to Makis. We're not going to go into it so much. But b'negeya ein eid nasadayin, there's a machlekes Rishayim, even if you don't hold like the Rishbam. Even if you hold that kavana lehei, it doesn't pass away from being a dayin. But what's the pshat in ein eid nasadayin? You have to actually be made. But here, in the Shilte Gibayim, on the Rif, he brings the machlekes, and really it's a machlekes also, the Nemuki Yosef in Bava Kama, in the 8th parak on the Gemara there on Daf Tzadi, as a machlekes with a taste of ridai finart. The shaila is like this. Let's say someone witnessed the story and he went and he actually said Eidus. But now he wants to be a dayan. And he's not going to be a dayan for his own Eidus. He's going to be a dayan for someone else's Eidus. He witnessed it, let's say, by night. So he can't paskin alpi what he witnessed. He has to be an aid. So he went first to a bezin to say Eidus. For whatever reason, that bezin never ended up paskining. They want him to be the dayan. He's the aid. We'll get another aid. There are the aidim that's available. So the Mukiyazer brings down from their art and the Ridvam of Akamadiyah that even in that case, you're apostle. If you had kavanah to be an aid, you're not an aid. You had kavanah to be an aid. In regard to an aid, nasadayin, you're not an aid. But if you're an actually were made, you actually went to a bezin and were made, so you're an aid. Once you're an aid, you can't be a dayin, even if another aid comes and is made. Mashenka in the Taisus Ridia, and also the Shilta Gibayim here, brings down 2 days. Now, no, the whole din of Ein Eid Nasadayin is dafka when you need your aidus. If you, at the same time, are the aid who's being made and the dayin who's being makabel the aidus, that doesn't work. But if there are other aidim, even if you actually said the aidus, doesn't matter. But now, I don't need my aidus. We're not going with your Eidus that you said. There's other Eidim. You happen to say an Eidus, fine. But now you're a dayin, and you have other Eidim. You as a dayin, kapask, and I'll be the other Eidus. There's no psul that you said the Eidus. And the Chayyidus Svarasa Machlaikis is like this. Lamasha, let's say we learn it after V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Hashem Lefnei Hashem. So there's a Svara that what does V'omdu Lefnei Anoshim Hashem Lefnei Hashem say? This is what the Ksai says, and we're going to speak about the Ksai. This is what the Ksai says in Siman Zayin of Gan Beis. He names on that tells you that the Maisa Eidus has to be a Shnei Anashim Eidim, Lefnei Hashem the Dayanim. So you can't have an Eidus with the Eidim and the Dayanim are the same people. But just because he happened to say Eidus to another Bezdin, that's not a Chsarim V'omdu Shnei Anashim Asher Lehebriv Lefnei Hashem. You have a Shnei Anashim, the other two Eidim, and you have him, Lefnei Hashem. So what he said Eidus? There's no makam to passel. There's no makam for Ein Eid Nasadayin to passel just because he happened to say the Eidus. So like we said, Ein Echanami, the Taisus Rid, Rabbeinu Yeshaya over here, and also it's brought here in the Shilta Gibayim, they taken him on that way. They hold that way, Bini Chusa. They hold, it's taka dafka when the Eidim and the Dayanim are the same person at this Agadis Eidus. The fact that he was made Agadis Eidus at another time, that's not going to passel for being a Dayan. But what's pshat in the Rishonim, like we said, the Mukhi Yosef and Bava Kama B'Shem, there are in the Ritva, that hold that as long as they were made another time, they can't be an Eidus even if other Eidim come. So Rabbi Chanan says here, Mkayvit Shurim, and Rabbi Leib Malin says this in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Hey, and Vaisteis, they learned the Pasuk, V'omnu Shnei Anoshim, Lefnei Hashem is the pshat, that there's a miyut. The Shnei Anoshim, if you have a Chalai Shem Din, Shnei Anoshim, which means the two Eidim, you can't be a Lefnei Hashem, you can't be a Dayan. It's a pasless. It's not a din that you grab and need a Kabbalah's Eidus with two separate people, Eidim and the Yanim. It's more than that. Once you have a Chalai Shem Eid, so then you're possible for being a Dayan. That's the pshat in the Pasuk. And al derech zeh, if you say that the drash is from B'yei Menchil is Banner from here also. We see from here that when you see it B'layla, you can't be a Dayan. Why not? In Dem State, they need us a Dayan. Savash State. Does it say that you can't be a Dayan? One side you can learn because you need other Eidim. So Mel, the Pasuk is talking about that you're the only Eid. And Mel, you can't be a Dayan because who's going to be the Eid then? If you're going to be the Eid and the Dayan, that doesn't work in Eid Nasa Dayan. By Shengen, if there were other people in the room and you happen to have other Eidim, then you could be a Dayan. Or is the Pshat that no, that when it says Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, what we learn from here is that being an Eid is a apostles for being a Dayan. That's cool for the Pshat. And the Rishbam has to learn that way. Because the Rishbam says even if you weren't made, the fact that Kavanah to be made, you can't be a Dayan. And he tells it to Tanimsa Echemem Karev Apostle, that the Kavanah Lehaid alone makes it that you're an Eid and you're going to apostle the whole Kat. Vice Dice, that's the Pshat. The V'om the Shnei Anoshim is the Pshat that does Alain, that you became a Shnei Anoshim, that's apostles for being a Dayan. Those are the two tzadim. See, Taisus asked on the Rishbam. Taisus asked, "V'amdu shnei anoshim." If you learn out the din of any nasadayim from v'amdu shnei anoshim, that would only apply if he's made. That wouldn't apply just if he's kavanah lehayid. As I fact Taisus on the Rishbam. So asay to learn the kasha b'derech that Taisus held it was a murchik dika kasha, you can learn that Taisus names on, like the way the Ksais learned up. V'amdu shnei anoshim with Hashem is a pshat that the edus has to be with two groups, the Shnei Anoshim and the Lefnei Hashem. So Avada, if he's not the Eid Bechlal, he's passing up the other Eidus. Avada, there won't be of Amdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem. So you'll have to say the Shbam El Tfaket, if Amdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem means that once you're the Shnei Anoshim, once you're the Eidus, that passes you from being a dying period. It could be even Taisus also, Eib Shmuel Zavsky names it on, that the Eidus passes you from being a dying. He's just naming on that the Shnei Anoshim is dafka when they were taka va'omdu. In other words, since the Gzeres HaKosav of Enei Nasadayin is learned after va'omdu Shnei Anoshim lefnei Hashem, kavana lahei, it doesn't make sense that you become from the Shnei Anoshim. Mashen came by Nimsa Karev Apostle, it's learned after from a different Apostle, Shnayim HaShleish Eidim, so there maybe kavana lahei, it does make you an Eid. It's a different thing. But Al-Kopanim L'Sikum, we have two Mahalchim had to learn Enei Nasadayin, how to learn the Gzeres HaKosav of Amdu Shnei Anoshim of Hashem Hashem, or the Gzeres HaKosav of Hayyab Yom Mechila Izbanav, is the pshat that you can't be an Eid and a Dayan at the same time. But the fact that you were made, you still could be a Dayan as long as you have other Eid. That's what Taisa Riddles, Sheldon Gemarim brings that. Or is the pshat? No. Once it's Chalon you a Chalai Shem Eid, then you can't be a Dayan, even if there are other Eidim. That's what the Mukhi Yosef brings from there on the Ritva. And Al-Karch, the Rishbam has to hold their way. Because the Rishbam holds, even if you were never Mayan, the Kavanah Leid passes you from being a Dayan. But he says, the Psul Dayanis is because you're a Chalei Shem Eid, that's Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Malon learn up. Now, I said there was another pshat, that you're an Eid Shiyet Yachal Azima. If you go for the Dayan, and you're the Eid, so how could you be Mazim the Eid? You'll come to the Dayan to be Mazim the Eid. He can't be Mekabal Azama on himself. So Taizim Avakama Dav Tzadik HaMebeiz asks a kasha in this pshat, and he says it's not good. Because if you're going to say that, so who adin, the Eidim can't be craven to the Dayanim. You're going to tell me, if the Eidim are craven to the Dayanim, let's say the Eidim are the children or the siblings of the Dayanim, whatever it is, you're also going to tell me it's possible, even though they're not the Dayanim, because Vaita, they can't be Mekabel Dazom on the craven. The Elamai, what are you going to say? Doesn't matter that these Dayanim happen to be craven to the Eidim. But in case Mazimim come, so we'll make another Bezdin. And we Makabal Azama, then be Bezdin Acher. So Achanami, if the Edom are the Dianim themselves, Vaita, what's the problem? You'll make another Bezdin, and you'll be Makabal Azama on these Edom who are the Dianim be Bezdin Acher. That's Rektaisis. Now the Rishainim here on Mavur, that ain't Achanami. Lefi the Pshat, that the reason why an Edna Sadayan is because of Edeshit Yachal Azima, ain't a chanami. If the Edom are craving the Yonim, they're also apostle. And they bring the Yishalmi, says that way. The Yishalmi holds that Edom are craving the Yonim apostle, because, and they say this is the Pshat. Avaita, you need the Edeshit Yachal Azima in this Bezdin. And that's why there's a din of Edna Sadayan, because the Ein, you can't be Mazim the Dayan in this Bezdin. That's what the Yishalmi say. So we have the pshat of it's Edeshit Yachal Azima, but you have to say a chiddush that the Yachal Azima has to be in this Bezdin. Tells him about the Kama Agazin's pshat. He says, they are Yachal Azima. It could be Yachal Azima in another Bezdin. And the fetus pshat, Lechayr should come out that if they're craving to the Dayanim, then they also will be a problem. It can't be Yachal Azima in this Bezdin. Now there's a very interesting site, a Geshmakik site, Simon Zion, Sivkotten Beis. The site says that there's two timim, he says, like we spoke, for Ene Nasadai. One is Vamdu Shnei Noshim Lefnei Hashem. And one is because it's Edeshit Yachal Azima. So Frank Dixais, what's a din if Edom would come, be made their Edis to another Bezdin? Another Bezdin would be Makabal their Edis. And then they'll be the Dayanim to Paskin on their Edis that they were made to a different Bezdin. So Frank Dixais, I've heard that it's not good. Avada doesn't help Stam to be made to a different Bezdin. If you're the Edim, you can't be the Dayan, even though you made it to a different Bezdin. And he says, who in a Shtar? Let's say Edim that signed the Shtar. Could they be the Dayanim on the Shtar? He says, Avada not. But he says, L'chayr, why not? He says, if you're going to say, because V'amdu Shnei Anoshim Asher L'Hamarid L'Fnei Hashem. So L'chayr, that means for Kabbalah's Edis, you need Edom and a Dayanim, you have that. Because the Etzim Kabbalah Seidus is discovered by the other Dayanim. So you had of the Omdu Shnei Anoshim, you had a goddess Edus in a Bezdin with the Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem were a different people. We said before, Pshat, from a Bechanan or Blei Malin, that once you're an Eid, that gives you a passus to be a Dayan, even if other Edom would come. The Kseis was naming on that that way. The Kseis was naming on that the Omdu Shnei Anoshim is a Pshat, it's a Dinim that goddess Edus. So he says, if the pshat is that it's also om d'shnei anoshim, so you could be a dayan on your own edus, as long as you magid the edus to another three people, so you already have a kim of om d'shnei anoshim, and then you could be a dayan on those edus, why not? Well, let's say a shtar. A shtar, you don't have to be made a shtar in Bezdin. Edim achsum mal a shtar, nasim yishluch edus in Bezdin. It's already an edus in Bezdin. So now, there's no chsun of om d'shnei anoshim if I pass it on a shtar that I myself signed. Because I have a din nechru without it. Again, if you'd say the pshat of Om Nishnei Anoshim is that the fact they become an aid gives you a passus to be a dionim, the ksais is kash is not shver. Ksais is naming on that the way. Ksais is naming on the aside is that you can't be a dion on your aidus. But he asks, why not? Why can't you be a dion on your aidus as long as the aidus was said in a different bezin or signed on a shtar? And he says, avad in that case also you can't. But he doesn't know why not. Elam, are you going to say because aidus shet yachal azima? But also, if as long as the Bezdin that you said your Edus in, that Bezdin could be mazim you. So fine, it should be Niskayim, the Edus Sheikh Ozima, in the Bezdin you said the Edus, and now you could be the Dayan to Paskin on that Edus. Why not? Why wouldn't you be able to be a Dayan to Paskin on your Edus as long as the Edus was said in a different Bezdin? Or Akabanim, Edus Shebishtar also. Edus Shebishtar is Edus Sheikh Ozima, even though it was never said in Bezdin. Elamai, you don't need a specific bezin for Edus Shebishtar to be called Edus Yachal Azima. So why would they be able to paskin on the shtar? So how does these timim work for cases where the Edus said the Edus in another bezin and now they want to paskin on their own Edus? Or they signed the shtar and they want to paskin on the shtar that they signed. You don't have any time to passel. As I effect the ksais of Bambakash. Enfid the ksais. A gaval de gavart. He says, the Olam will go with the pshat of Edeshet Yachal Azima, but with a big knetch. He says, the klal is that Edes Zaymimin only gets an einish if there was a gemar din. If Edim come and say, an Edes, Ruvain lend him and money, whatever it is, and they found Zayman, Imanu or Yisem, they only have to pay back Shimon for causing him a loss if there was already a Gemara Din that Shimon owes Reuven the money. There's no Gemara Din, they don't have to pay. So Zak Diksais, if they themselves are going to paskan on their own Eidos, so what would happen if there's Azama? Eid Zayman Lamafreyu Nifsal. They become Pasul from the time of the goddess Eidos. So Kumtais, the Gemara Din Lamafreya becomes Batul. So Kumtais is no Gemara Din. Kumtais is no punishment. The Gemara Din Lamafreya is Batul because the Dayanim were Pasul. That's not called the Gemara Din because the Dayanim were Pasul. So Kumtais, there's no Gemara Din. So Mamel, they won't get a Einish. So that's why an Eidoshit Yachal Azima. It's not Shaykh. The Olam will say like Taisim Bavakama. You don't need Azama Bebezin Zeh. And if they're craving the Dayanim, it's Taka Kasher. Because you don't need Azama Bebezin Zeh. But if they're the Dayanim on their Eidos, so if there's ever Azama, that would pass them the Mefreya. And he says, even according to Rav, the Eid Zoy Mikana Labo Nifsal, but Lo'isa Eidos that consider the Mefreya Nifsal, on the same Eidos that consider the Mefreya Nifsal, so Mel the Psul starts from the time they said the Eidos. So Kumtais the Gemara Din, the Mefreya is not a good Gemara Din. It was a Gemara Din that was done with the Dayanim Psulim. So Kumtais, they won't get an Einish. So that's why the Eidos Yiti Yachal Azima. And that would answer, even if they're Eidei Ashtar, or even if they're Eidos, they said their Eidos in a different Bezdin. But as long as they're passing on their Eidos, so the Gemara Din is only on the side that they're kosher, if they ever mazim them. So kum dais, the whole Gemara Din is batal because the Dayanim are partial Dayanim, because they're the same Eidim as the Dayanim. So Mela, you won't be able to punish them. You'll have the problem of Ein Eidim Zaymimim. Now, Noshimach Yigmar Adin. That's the Shtikel Tayyar from the Ksais. And Gaval de Gechat, and the Ksais says that he found he was Mechavim to the Mordechai B'Shem Nisar Mikutzi. The Mordechai says it's Pshat B'Shem Nisar Mikutzi. Kivanti Ladas Asar, it's already in the Rishayin in this Pshat. So you have a new Pshat in Eidish Yit Yochel Azima. We have the Pshat, the Pashat Pshat, the way Taisus and the Rishayinim say it, that they can't be Mekabel Azam al Atzman. And you need that the Bezin, that the Eidus were made, their Eidus, they have to be the ones that could be Mekabel Azam. So if the Eidim are the Dayanim, they can't be Mekabel Azam al Atzman. And L'chaya L'fiza, who would then if the Eidim are craving the Dayanim? That's also a problem of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. Because they can't be Mekabel Azam al Kriveim. Now the other Rishayinim hold that, no, like Taisus and Mavakama, you don't need Yachal Azima and Bezin Atzma. But now you have the Ksais's pshat. The Ksais says that if they're the Dayanim on their Eidus, you can't be mazim them in any Bezdin. Because if you ever mazim them, so kum tais l'mafrei, there's no Gemara Din. If there's no Gemara Din, so then there's no Einish. And if they can't come to an Einish of Azam, but that's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. Now the Stipler Kilis Yankov and Ksuvah Simach Avdal, and he asks a kasha on the Ksais. He says that this thing that you're saying it's not an Eidosh et Yochel Azima is dafka because they did the Gemara Din. But at the time that they said the Eidos, it wasn't clear they're going to do the Gemara Din, especially in the Ksaisis case, where they said the Eidos in a different Bezdin. But it came out that they decided to paskin up be the Eidos they said in a different Bezdin. But could be that Bezdin would paskin. Could be another Bezdin would paskin on this Eidos. You don't know that they're going to do the Gemara Din. So since at the time they said the Eidus, it could have came to Azama, even though afterwards it ended up that it can come to Azama, that's not a chsayin in Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. And he brings a few rayas to this. He says, let's say, Lamashul, you have a shtar, and Eidim signed the shtar, and now the Eidim are dead. So now it's Yitiyachal Azima, they're dead. It's not Shaykh to Yimazim them. You still could pass up Peter shtar, you still could give up Peter shtar. Why? Because at the time they signed it was Yachal Azima. Or he brings a raya like this. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin is Mavur. Sanhedrin daf pei aleph. That if you have Edom, let's say somebody was Nidim with a Misa Kala, he was Nidim Bechenek, and now Edom want to come and be made that he's Chayiv Skila. So the Gemara says, yeah, they can be made, he's Chayiv Skila, and he'll get the Chomedic Misa of Skila. So Frek Taisus, maybe it's Edom Shit Yachal Azima, because if you imagine Edom Skila, they could say he was already chayiv misas chenek. So gavra ketila ketolos. I was only made on someone who was already chayiv misas. I'll be potter. So the edim on the skila should be edim she'at yachal azima, because they ketaina, he was already mechuyiv chenek, so memela, I'm not mechuyiv for saying edim and skila, because he's considered already a garva ketila. So Taisa says, but it's shayach to come to azama, because could be the first edim will be muslim. If the first edim will be muslim, then he's not a garva ketila. So then you will be chayiv azama. So you see, as long as it's afsharis b'shas the edus to come to azama, even though lemaisi you can't be mazim them, that's also called edus she'at yachal azima. So here also, what's Xay saying that since they did the gemara din, now it's not shayach azama, but b'shas got this edus, it wasn't muchta they're going to do the gemara din. So mele, it shouldn't be a problem of either edus she'at yachal azima. So he said he found the Mardchai that the Xay quoted it in Sanhedrin, Simon Tafresh Tzadik Vav. He says it wasn't exactly like the Ksais. We also have this from in the Chedush Aran in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei. It's mamish the same word for word. But the lashon of the Mardchai is that the reason why it's an Eidish Shiyat Yachal Azima is because it's Gloy Milslam Afreya that the Eidish wasn't Niskabel in a Bezdin Kasher. It wasn't Niskabel Al Yidei a Bezdin Kasher. If you're going to be Mazim them, so Kum Tais, the Dayanim also Apostle. The Edom and the Dionim were both possible. The Edus was never in a skabel bebezdin kasher. So he doesn't say because it's a chsarin of Gmai Din. Zak the stipler, because Gmai Din's not a problem. Because since B'shasa got this Edus, it could have had a Gmai Din in a different bezdin. That's not a problem of Edus Shiat Yachal Azima. The problem is when the Edom and the Dionim are mamish the same person. The Dionim are being makabel their own Edus. So there, if you ever mazim the Edom, so Kum Tais, you also pass the Dianim, so the Bechlal wasn't the Agadas Eidus, not that there wasn't a Gemar Din, there wasn't Agadas Eidus Bechlal, because it wasn't in the Kasher of Bezdin. Say Nechinami, L'chari Yivayt the Shver with the Ksaisis Kasher, even the Fila Mardchai, that if they would say the Eidus in a different Bezdin, would there be any problem with them passing on their Eidus, because L'mais to the Bezdin they said the Eidus in, if they're ever Muslim, is still a good Bezdin. So Mele, it's Eidus at the Yachal Azima. But he says clear that the Mardchai from the Sar Mikutzi and the Ran is also there, B'Shem Taisis, it's not the problem that you don't have the Gemar Din. The problem is that you don't have the Kabbalah Seidus B'Chlal. And that would taka only apply when the Edom are being Mekabalah, when the Dianim are being Mekabalah, the Edus from themselves. So that's what the Stipler asks on the Ksais, that for the problem that you don't have the Gemar Din, that's not a problem, because you don't have a Shoresh for a Gemar Din. And that he brings from the Mardchai B'Shem the Sar Mikutzi, that's a pshat, is only in the case where the Edom were made to themselves, and there, not that you don't have a Gemara Din, you don't have a Kabbalah Seidus B'chlal. So let's sikum of the whole thing. In Eidei Nasadayin, we have three Makairis. We have the Makar V'Amdu Shnei Anashim Lefnei Hashem. We have the Makar HaGufer from Agamara V'Hoi B'Yom Anchiloy Yisbanav, that Belaili can't be Machlois. Okay, you can't make that scholars din by night, but why can't you be an aid to yourself? Elamai from Vahaya B'yayim Achil is one of Gufish Deidein and Nasadayin. And Lefi those two pshatim, we had the Chakira. Is that a pasulus like the Rishbam has to learn? Like the Rishayim that say that the aid that's made cannot be a dayin even if there are other aidim. So Kumdais is a pasulus that if you're Shnei Anashim, you can't be a dayin. Or is a pshat, like the Tezrit says here, like the Shilte Gibayim, that no, it's not apostles, it's just, it's a din in Agadis Eidus, that the Agadis Eidus has to be said by Eidim in front of other Dayanim, Shnei Anashim Lefnei Hashem. It's a din in Agadis Eidus, but if you want to pass, can I be other Eidim just because you're an Eid, that's not a problem of any Nasudayim. And then we have the Tam, because it's Eidus Shiyat Yachal Azima, because you can't be Makabal Azama on yourself. Taizim Bavakam asks on this Tam, that Aibazai, who wouldn't crave him, won't work. So Elamai Yachal Azima Bebezin Achas should be good enough. And the Rishayim here Mavur Enichanami. This time holds you have to be mazin them in this bezdin. That's the din of Yachal Azima. And Enichanami Kraven was the possible meyais the time. And you have the Ksais that says that the pshat is that not pshat you have to be mazin them bebezdin zeh. But if the Edim Gufa the Dayanim, so then you can't be mazin them at all, even bezin Achas, because since you need a Gemar Din, and their Gufa the Gemar Din. They go for the bezin that made the Gemara Din, so if they ever mazim them, so I'm afraid there's no Gemara Din, and Mimela, you'd never be able to punish them, because if you ever mazim them, then there wasn't the Gemara Din, Lamafreya. But the stipler asked, since B'shas they were made their Eidus, If they were made in a different bezdin, b'shasa were made, the edus was an afsharis to have azama, because the gemara din could have been from a different bezdin, so there shouldn't be a chasarin. And he says, Rishayim has said that time that the Ksais brought was really a slightly different time, that if the Edim Gufa be Makabal Edis from themselves, Lamafreya, if you ever mazim them, it's a Ksarin in the Kabbalah's Edis, there is no Edis Bechlal. Not that there's no Gmaidim, but there's no Kabbalah's Edis, there's no Edis Bechlal. And that's why it's Edis Shiat Yachal Azima. And now let's get back to the Sugya. Like the Gemara said, like we spoke before, if the three people saw it B'yayim, so then they're Dayanim. And they could paskin, I'll pi the Ria, according to the Rishbam, like the Shmig de la Maria, I'll pi the Das Baldin, according to the Ramban, like we said before. But if they saw it Belila, so Mamela, Lila is not a time for din, so you can't consider the Ria to be a Ria stay on him, the Rishbam says. And therefore, they can't paskin, and to paskin, to be made to themselves tomorrow, there's a problem of Enaid Nasadayin. And the Rishbam says, "Lamacha ain't a roye b'dav v'nasa dayin al pi edus atzmai, elim ken yoder acher b'fanav." Dash the ain't a isadin al pi edus atzmai. Rishbam says they could make a din if other people be made for them. Now, even though the Rishbam holds that a mechavan leheyed, the ain't a roye can't be a dayin, but that's dafka when he's mechavan leheyed. When he's mechavan leheyed, then he gets a shame aid, and that passes him from being a dayin. Mashenkin a roya belayla, Vaisleis is not as bad as a mechavan lahayit. Ein a chinami, he can't have a shame dayin. It can't be considered a riyas dayonim, but he doesn't necessarily have a shame aid. If he wants, he could be an aid. But if he wants, he could be a dayin if someone else would be made. That riyah can't be a riyah of a dayin. But he still doesn't, he's not necessarily an aid. He's like a roya beloy kavan lahayit, that if other people are made, he could be a dayin. And does this state in the Rishbam? Now the Rishbam says another chiddush, which the Rishonim argue on. The Rishbam says at the end of the Rishbam, the Ramaskal Afilu Ein Shloisha, the Rishbam says, "Miu bezin sheidu lefneim edus belayla, edus gemurihi, v'yachol ladin lamacher b'yayin, avol riyadidu shirayim belayla, lechashvina kilu huad lefneim belayla, dekev lechazi b'shaita ledina, Riyadidu ena kashmi amam shashom be'edim belayla, elahein atzman asu edim v'shuvla yedionim be'edis atzman." Zog the Rishbam, if edim will be made in front of a bezin at night, that's a good edus, and they could dan up either edus that night, that the next day. Mashayin kain, a riyah is not good. So Taisus and the Rishayinim argue, and they say if an edus are made by night, it's also not good. Because Kabbalah's edus is tchilas din, they bring a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah say this is Tchilas Din, and Memela, Kabbalah say this also can't be done by night. So what's Pshat in the Rishbam? Why does the Rishbam say that Kabbalah say this by night is good enough? So the two Mahalchim in the Rishayim. The Rosh says that the Rishbam holds that B'di'eved, it is good. A din that's done by night is good B'di'eved. The din, the psul of Laila, is only a psul of Chathchila. The Chathchila, you're not allowed to do a din by night. But b'di'evit, if you did a din by night, b'di'evit, it's a good din. And he brings Yerushalmi holds that way. But he brings Raya's from the Bavli. The Bavli, he doesn't hold that way. That's why he argues in the Rishbam that the Bavli holds that even b'di'evit, a din by night is not a good din. Good. We won't go into the Raya's back and forth. But the Shaila is, how does Rishbam learn that sugya? The Rishbam is mechalik between a Riyah, that the Riyah, it says that they can't be done by day. And Kabbalah's Edus, he says, they could be done by day. Zok the Rosh, because b'di'eved, if you did it din by night, b'di'eved, it works. So why don't you say the same thing by Uriah? What's the pshat by Uriah? You don't say b'di'eved, it works. The Ksais there, and Simon Zayin of Katan Dalid, he says that's Taisus Kashi. He must have learned Taisus like this, that Taisus says that he Uriah k'may Edus, and k'may Edus b'layla, k'namuch ha'pei gru b'ezdin, v'loy k'may shepir shekuntus. In other words, that Agamara itself is muchnat that way. Because the Gemara says that a Riyah, if you have just a Riyah, you can't dan by day. If they're Ruul Balayla, so they can't dan by day, I'll be the Riyah by night. So what's the Chilik the Riyah in the Kabbalah's Edus? If the reason why the Kabbalah's Edus works is because B'di'eved, a din by night is good, so why don't you say the same thing by a Riyah, that you could dan by day, because B'di'eved, the din by night is kosher. So the Ksais in Simon Zayin Sif Katan Dalin, he says pshat like this. He says, when you have Kabbalah's Eidus by night, l'chadchili, you're not allowed to do it, because you're not allowed to be done by night at Tchilas Din. But by the event, it is a Kabbalah's Eidus. You could down by day, I'll be the Kabbalah's Eidus did by night. It's only possible l'chadchil l'das the Rishbam. But a Ria, if the Rishbam holds that if it's possible l'chadchil to be done by night, so the Ria by night doesn't blame the Ria's Dayanim. It doesn't have the Chalai Shem Ria's Dayanim. The most it could be is Rias Eidim. That's what it means. Ein ze Rias Tayanim al Rias Eidim. An Eidus is an Eidus. There's nothing you could do. It is an Eidus. It was by night. But the Evid, a din by night is good. So but the Evid, you have a Chalais Kabbalah's Eidus. You light it down by day, I'll be the Eidus. Mashenke in a Ria, you saw by night, Halt der Rishbam, any time Dayanim see something in a time with a Chatchila that can't be done, it's not called a Riyas Dayanim, and you don't have a Riyah. And like we said before, a Yediyah doesn't help. You need a Riyah. You need to access information Alts Dayanim. You need a Kabbalah say this, Adas Baldin, the Rishbam holds a Riyah also is good Alts Laite Shmig Delimi Riyah. But when you access the information, you have to be Dayanim. Hal der Rishbam, if there's a Psula Chatchila to Dan, that's not called a Riyas Dayanim. A Kabbalah's Eidus, even when you have a Psula Chatchila Tadan, that's an Eidus. But a Ria, if there is a Psula Chatchila Tadan, that's not called a Ria's Dayanim. So the Ksais wants to shtel to this to a Shail and Achreinim, they ask, what if Dayanim would see something on Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a din that you're not allowed to Dan. If a Dayan would see by day on Shabbos and Yom Tov something, could he Dan al pi that Ria on Sunday? Agamar says, if a Dayan sees something by day, he could be a Dayan. If a Dayan sees something by night, there's a psul din. So Mele can't be a Dayan the next day based on the Riyah by night, because that would be a Tchilas din. And Mele, you can't be a Dayan because ain't aid not a Dayan. You could only be an aid, and you can't be a Dayan with your own aidus. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's the din with if a Dayan sees something Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's an Issa to Dan there. So maybe you'll say that it can't be a din on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there's an Issa to Dan. So Mamela, you can't paskan al pi where you saw Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that would be the Tchilas din on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an Issa to Dan. So Mamela, you can't be a Dayan based on what you saw on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Or no, maybe because it's only an Issa derabbanan, it's a different thing. The Shach is mesupik about it. The Achreinim there and Simon Zion discuss the Shaila. Zog the Ksais, he holds it to Machlaikis Rishbam and Taisis. The Rishbam who holds that Kabbalah say this is good. Why? Because B'dievet is good. That's what the Rosh says. So how come Ri is not? Teretz is, because the Rishbam holds the Yisayit. Any time L'chachili can dan, is the Ri and Ishken Ri is Dayanim. I was a Shabbos Yom Tov also L'chachili can dan. So Shabbos Yom Tov also the Ri wouldn't be called the Ri is Dayanim. So Mela Shabbos and Yom Tov also a Riyah, and Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a Riyah Steyonim, and you can't paskan al-pi such a Riyah. That's what the Rishbam would hold. Mashen Kein Taisis. Taisis holds no. Kabbalah say this and Riyah is the same thing. And Taisis is machriach from Agamara, that vice Tais, just like you see the Riyah by night is a psul, so Kabbalah say this is also a psul. Ayibazai, Taisis doesn't hold this aside. Taisus holds that Oib nor it's kasha b'di'evit to be done, so you could be done al pi such a Riyah. So on Yom Tov and Shabbos b'di'evit, if you're done, it's a din. It's just an issa l'chatchila to dan Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Mele, according to Taisus, you could be done b'chayil based on a Riyah b'Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because Taisus doesn't hold this, you say. Taisus holds that if you're going to say that a Riyah, that a Kabbalah's Eidus b'layilis kasha b'di'evit, who within a Riyah would work with the Evid and you could paskin b'yayim based on the Riyah b'layla? Taisus is machriach from the fact that you can't paskin b'yayim from a Riyah b'layla, that Kabbalah say the source of the Evid is no good. Ay b'zay, by Shabbos we'avada b'di'evid, the din is good, so you could paskin al pi a Riyah b'Shabbos. That's how the Ksais learns the sugya. But this is all according to the first Malach who's saying, the Mahalach of the Rosh, and the reason why Kabbalah's Eidus works is Kabbalah's Eidus really is Tchilas Din, but b'di'evid, it's kasha if you dan b'layla. So why is Riyah b'layla worse? You have to say to Ksaisa Svara that a Riyah stayonim, b'aifin that it's kasha, if it's possible, chachila to dan, doesn't blind a Riyah stayonim b'chlal. That's one mahalach in the sugya. The Ramban, he brings a second mahalach. Ramban brings this mahalach that you could hold that there's a din b'di'eved it's chal. But the Ramban says that the Rashbam is mashman at Kabbalah's Eidus is not called Tchilas din. Kabbalah's Eidus is good l'chatchilah by night. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Tchilas din has to be b'yayim. But Kabbalah's Eidus is not necessarily Tchilas din. Kabbalah's Eidus is kosher l'chatchilah by night. That's the pshat in the Rashbam. So kumtei sepele l'fi the Ramban. If Kabbalah's Eidus is not a Tchilas din, so why is Riyah a Tchilas din? If Kabbalah say this works by night, so why do you have the klal of loyte shmiyah gdayla miriyah? So Riyah also should work by night. What's the pshat that Kabbalah say this works because he's saying it's not a Tchilas din, and a Riyah doesn't work because a Riyah is a Tchilas din? What's the chilik? The Ramban doesn't say. The Ramban argues on the Rishbam. He brings rayas from Gemara and other places that Kabbalah say this is a Tchilas din. But how do you learn Pashat Taich? This mahalach in the Rishbam, you're saying Kabbalah say this is not called Tchilas din, so why is Riyah called Tchilas din? So Rav Naftali has a gevaldik pshat. Rav Naftali says there are three halakim to Eidus. There's the Hagadis Eidus, the Eidus, the Eidim saying the Eidus. There's the Kabbalah say this, Bezdin deciding that the Eidus is correct. And then there's a gevaldin, that Bezdin says what to do, I'll be the Eidus. But there are three stages. Zagdu Granat, the Ramban is saying in the Rishbam, the first stage, that Goddess Eidus, is not called the Tchilas Din Bechlal. Eidus testifying at Bezin, that's not Din. Din is when the Dayanim decide that the Eidus is correct. When the Dayanim are Mekabel the Eidus. But the Agada itself, just that they made Agada, that's not a Din Bechlal. So Melef, if Eidim are made by night, so that Bezin doesn't say anything about it. We don't know anything about it. We just hear the Eidus. The next day, they said, okay, last night we heard such and such Eidus, that would mean that this and this happened, and Mamela will Makabu the Eidus, and Mamela will Paschal the Din, I'll be the Eidus. That's good. Because Hagadis Eidus is not the Din. Mashayin Kane, if that night, there would already be Machlet, like the Eidus, that's called the Kabbalah Eidus. A Kabbalah Eidus is Yedin. Hagadis Eidus is not Din. But the Kabbalah Eidus, the Hechlet, that it's a good Eidus, that is Din. Zagdur Meftali, by Riyah, you can't be mechalik the two. By Riyah, any time there's a Riyah, so you have both chalakim. The Riyah is the Agadah Seidus, but the Riyah is also the Kabbalah Seidus. They know clear what it is. They're machlin in their mind what happens. It's not just the Eidim saying so. We know it's that way. That's already the Kabbalah Seidus. Kabbalah Seidus is taka tchilas din. So these are the two mahalchim in the Rishbam. Rav Vishayim argue on the Rishbam. Rav Vishayim say a Kabbal, I got to say this benayin is possible. It's Tchilas Din. Rishbam says it's kosher. They could dan b'yayim based on that. Why is the old it's kosher? The Rosh holds because it is Tchilas Din, but Tchilas Din is kosher b'di'evit. So why isn't Riyah kosher b'di'evit? The Ksai says because a Riyah is tayanim b'makim that you can't dan l'chachila blindness can Riyah is tayanim b'chlal. Mashenkin Kabbalah say this. That's the first malach. And the second malach is the Ramban. The Ramban says, I got to say, this is not Tchilas Din. So why is Riyah Tchilas Din? So Dr. Raftali, I got to say, this is not Tchilas Din. But Kabbalah say, this is Tchilas Din. The Achlota that the Eidus is Richter is Tchilas Din. By Eidus, it could be Mechalik. We have that God. We didn't decide anything. We'll decide tomorrow if the Eidus is Richter. So that's okay. The Din was done by day. The God to say, this is not part of the Din. By Shengim, by Riyah, you can't be Mechalik. The Riyah and the Achlota is Hainu Hach. And Memela, if the Riyah is by night, that means the Tchilas Din is by night, and that's why it's possible. That's the other pshat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.